I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Welcome to Cutting the Curd, broadcasting live on the Heritage Radio Network. This is Greg Blaze. I'm back from an amazing trip to the 20th anniversary of Slow Foods Cheese Festival in Bra, Italy. Today's episode is a first featuring a series of interviews I conducted at the festival with both veterans of the festival and first-timers. For those of you who haven't heard about Bra before, basically it's what heaven must look like to any cheese lover. The entire city of Bra, picturesque town in Piemonte, very close to Alba of truffle fame and Barolo of course, wine fame, turns into a maze of cheese vendors from countries around the world. For this first round of interviews, I chatted with Carlo Fiori and Davide Fiori, proprietors and descendants of Gufanti Formaggi in Arona, Piedmont, as well as friend of the show, Stephanie Siano of World's Best Cheese.
Good morning or good afternoon, good night. This is Gregory Blaze. I'm recording live from Luigi Gufanti in Arona. We're going to be doing a little bit of a show dedicated to Bra, and this is the 10th anniversary of the Bra Festival, but the 20th year because it's every other year. And I'm so lucky to have one of my friends and a person I respect so much, Carlo Fiori, who is the person who took me to visit the Valle d'Aosta the first time I was ever in Italy for cheese. And I love the Gufanti cellars. I'm lucky to be here and come and select cheese and hang out with these guys. They're so awesome. So, Carlo, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you to you for your visit and for this of our friendship.
Absolutely.
May I say friendship?
Of course.
We have exchanged our cheese experience and our cheese love. I am very happy to have Greg like our cheese ambassador in the United States.
It's my pleasure. And I just wanted to ask you, you've been involved at the festival in Bra since the beginning, correct?
Sure. We was only, I think, I remember 15 people.
Yeah.
No more. Now
there are so many people,
and perhaps also some are too much.
Yeah.
too much, and we have nothing to do with.
The really
cheeses
yeah.
We have to manage. There is too much people who present cheese in Bra.
Well, it's interesting. This year they changed it. I talked to some of the festival's organizers. So in the big sala where all of the affineurs are, it's only raw milk cheese this year in that. And that must make you happy, right, for having that?
Raw milk must be the only milk to use to make really cheeses.
Yeah.
Cheese with a soul, with a history to show and to explain through flavor and taste. And we have always presented only raw milk cheeses.
Yeah.
This year, Bra will show more this idea. Good cheeses are raw milk cheeses.
I could not agree with you more. And I know there are a lot more people than there were before, but also that must make you happy in a way to know that the message of Bra has reached so many people.
Sure, this is the idea through a show like Bra. Bra is a really important rendezvous.
It is.
For cheese lovers and for cheese producers. And this year, saying that cheese is raw milk is really very important. Why? All visitors will take this, will knew this reality.
Yeah.
They don't must have paura, angst.
No, I understand.
How do you say paura?
Angst.
Angst.
Sure.
Angst for raw milk.
Well, it's.
They must have angst for cheeses. Built with others' ingredients.
Exactly. It's when I visited the Valladolid in 2001, and I've been to Bra several times now. I remember the last time I was here was 2013, mm-hmm. and there were so many people, and part of me, because I'm selfish, I was like, there's too many people, but then when I thought about it more, I was happy because when I began to be a cheesemonger was many years ago, and in the U.S. there were fewer people my age that started to sell cheese at a younger age, and now it's so many. So I'm happy, but I'm also happy that the organizers of the festival have realized that they need to have a criteria that does not exclude, it doesn't exclude people,
no.
But it makes sure that the message, the initial original message, I think, comes through, right?
Yeah, right. It is so. I can say that without cheese in Bra, perhaps not so
exactly.
So many people would really take this knowledge in good cheeses.
I agree. Well, I wanted to thank you. I know you say that your English is not good, but
no,
that's a lie.
No,
it's very good. I understand what you mean.
Perhaps I hope that people will understand that I speak with my heart
you
and not
do.
my knowledge in English language, but.
It's both, and I would say I appreciate your passion over the years. You and Davide and Gio and all the people I've met through through Gufanti have allowed me a nice window through which to see my world, and I really appreciate that. I try to come to visit. Every time I come to Bra, people are like, oh, you've already been to Gufanti. And I say, I would go to Gufanti once a week if I could possibly afford it in my life and the time. So thank you very much. And for showing me and all of the people that come to Bra, the wonderful things that you do here and highlighting all of the producers that you do. So grazie mille.
Grazie a voi. Thank you.
Ciao, Carlo.
Ciao, Greg. Grazie.
Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Wisconsin produces the world's best cheese, period. Why? Lush grasslands, glacial water supply, fourth-generation cheesemakers, combining old-world tradition with the new ideas and highest standards. The very best milk. What do you think of when you think of Wisconsin cheese? For me, I think cheese curds. Delicious, fresh cheese curds, or deep-fried cheese curds. Cheese curds literally any way, anytime, any place. I think about Andy Hatch and Upland's Cheese Company, the operation behind the Pleasant Ridge Reserve cheese that's literally America's most awarded cheese. I think of the deliciously stinky Limburger and its long-storied history. I think about Raleigh's Dumbarton Blue, a perfect blend of English-style cheddar and notes of blue. I think of Emmy Roth's Grand Cru Sirchois, which was named 2016's World Champion at the World Championship Cheese Contest. Wisconsin is like the world champion of cheese, and once you start reading the list of cheeses made in Wisconsin on their website, you can see why. The Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board is a nonprofit organization funded entirely by Wisconsin's dairy farm families. Read more at eatwisconsincheese.com. And as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, eat Wisconsin cheese. It's a no-brainer.
Welcome to a little remote session of Cutting the Curd. I'm broadcasting from Luigi Cafanti Cellars in Arona in Piedmont. And this is the festival, Bra Cheese Festival. This is the 10th year, the 10th festival, the 20th year,
exactly,
correct?
Exactly, Greg.
I was lucky enough to speak to you, Carlo, a little bit earlier. It was wonderful to hear him talk about his passion and about his thoughts in terms of the evolution of the Bra Festival. You've been there since the beginning, correct?
Yeah. Yes, Greg, correct. That's correct.
So I was wondering, you know, you've seen it change so much. It's grown. How does that make you feel? Your father was happy, but also a little bit, you know, like maybe
doubtful. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people now. It's a little bit of a different thing. So I was wondering if you could tell me your thoughts on what it was and what it is now.
Okay.
And, you know, let me know.
Yes. Thank you. First of all, thank you. Thank you, Greg. And it's a great pleasure to have you here, to have the possibility to talk with you. Bra has followed a great evolution, as you said. The beginning was a little farmer market. It started like a little farmer market. And now it has become like the Olympic Games. So all people from the world come here, and a lot of producers, a lot of customers, restaurants, everyone wants to be in Bra in the cheese market. The point, in our opinion, that we had the chance to attend all the editions, so all the 10 editions, all over 20 years, is that what is not missing and what it is correctly stressed is the quality of the products.
Right.
And the idea of this year to stress, to underline the raw milk, for us it has been a very, very good idea. Because at the end of the game, we personally don't know how many cheeses are in the world. So how many cheeses come from United States, France, Italy, Spain, etc. But what we know is that a good cheese always comes from good milk.
Absolutely.
So if in this occasion with facing the world, which is held in Bra during cheese, is the occasion to underline, to recall the idea that a good cheese comes from good milk. It's very, very welcome. The Bra event has changed during the year for the attendance of people, for the media, for the fact that now there are television and there is internet, Twitter, Facebook,
right,
etc. But the point is that good cheeses has always been in Bra.
Yeah.
So we are confident that in 20 years we hope to be here again to talk about the 40th edition of Bra, and to say that now it will be at that time, maybe it will be greater again, more greatest, but always the focus would be on the very good cheeses made with the from good milk, of good animals, of healthy animals, and cheese is made in the best way possible.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I agree. I really would love to live another 20 years to come back and visit you. I really hope that happens for me,
yes,
and that I can come here. One thing that I found interesting is that because it's 20 years in, you see now a different generation from small producers. Their children are here. and the things are being cultivated to ensure the longevity of the movement that we all really enjoy to be a part of. Would you agree with that?
It's a very good, Greg, this is a very good question and also a statement, because I think that from this side, and I don't say that because you are American, I think we have to learn a lot from the American culture, because we have the possibility, we have the possibility to meet American people, and we have seen that in America, for instance, young people is enthusiastic and wants to stay in the cheese market. It is maybe strange to say that in Italy, a lot of people, the question is very good, because you say there is the longevity, now there are the children.
Yeah.
A lot of them, and it's a pity, don't want to go on.
The work is hard.
Yes, because the work is hard. Yes, because
we make money to live.
Yes.
We live comfortably. We love our lives, but
yeah.
We're not working the stock market.
Exactly.
Here.
No. I don't want to go on to go outside the question, but I think that this is a very good question. If when there is people in the market like you, like Greg, like and. Events like Cheese in Bra are needed to put the focus on the business, on the how nice is also to work in this business, which is not only a business, it is a passion first of all. Okay, and you're right when you say we don't work in the stock market, but we do something that in 20 years maybe the money made in the stock markets, nobody will remember it, but people will remember the cheeses for sure.
Thing.
So I think that this is something, and I really thank you to stress this, to be ambassador of this, to think that what we do is something that we do really for the future if we do it well.
Well, that's what cheese is. It's like as you spoke before when we were perusing the cellars, you said that the cheese is a way to keep time, and a way to remember things that have happened, and I feel like that's the point. You know, you have you have a Beetle downstairs that are 10 years old. Maybe in another 10 years, in Bra, one of the cheeses that was sitting down there, you will open up.
Exactly.
And people will get the experience of that day when it was made. And for me, that's the beautiful thing about Bra. When I come, and I've been lucky to come several times.
Yes.
It has gotten larger. I believe now it's receded a little bit, because as things grow, they have to change.
Yeah.
And you have to preserve the things that are most important about the thing that you're involved in. Raw milk cheese is a good way to do it. What it made me a startling observation is the amount of American producers that are here is less because of the raw milk situation. So I think it's important for people to see and understand that. And it's important for the American producers that are here and the people that come to understand that we still we believe in that as well.
Yeah, no, this is really a point. I'm glad that you have, although my English, you have perfectly got the point of like a living, the cheese is also a living diary. So with cheese, you have the possibility really to maintain the memory of something, of places, of people. And Bra help.
It helps the Bra, immensely.
Exactly. Bra event, the cheese in Bra, help us to do it.
It is, and it's a story. Bra is a story.
Exactly.
And when I'm here, when I come here, nothing else really matters to me.
No.
And I'm around the people I love most and the things that I love most to do. And for you, it must be so satisfying to make it to that second year, even though it's hard work. You have to entertain us all. We're a pain in the ass. We come, we drink your wine. Seriously, it's hard to have house guests. House guests are hard. And when you have thousands of them in your home, because Northern Italy is your home, it's stressful. But I'm sure that you feel wonderful afterwards.
No.
You know, when it's accomplished.
It's absolutely the way, absolutely as you say. And but it is important that the message that cheese gives, Cheese Bra gives, Slow Food gives, people like us that are in the market and in this passion give, the message must pass to the customers, must pass to the people that maybe wants to better understand this kind of world, and to people that at the end are able to understand the difference between an industrial cheese and so a cheese that it is every time the same from the 1st of January to the 31 of December, yeah, of the year, and the cheese that is different in July, in September, and so beautiful. It is important that the message will pass to the customer.
It's insane. I have one last question, and then yeah, I'll let course. You return to your guests. I don't want to be rude, although
no.
I'm good at being rude sometimes.
No, and absolutely not.
What I think is also important about Bra, and you agree with me, is that we think of cheese, we think of Italy,
yeah,
France, Spain. But there are other cultures in the world, in Northern Africa, in the eastern parts of the world, they, cheese is there as well. And I yeah. think that when you run into people that are making cheese in Cameroon or Israel, it allows you this whole other window
yeah.
to see what cheese is and how it supports other cultures. If you maybe no. you would agree with that as well, or
Greg, you are like a paint because you have painted exactly the situation. Not to be too poetic for me, I say that it's like looking the stars. When you know that if I look the stars, I'm here in Arona, you are in New York, and we look the same stars. So we have sure. the same picture, just mm. from other point of view. And the cheese is the same, because cheese, as you said, the cheese made in Cameroon will always be being produced with milk, salt, and rennet, knowledge of people. The knowledge of the cheesemaker in Cameroon maybe is different from the knowledge of you that are cheesemaker from from United States,
sure.
and different from me that I'm from Piedmont. But it's a cheesemaker knowledge. The milk will be a different source of milk, but it's milk. The salt is different, but it's salt. The rennet yeah. is different, but it's rennet.
Yeah.
Cheese is everywhere. Cheese, it's the same like element that can keep connect the culture and yeah. people from all over the world. This is amazing.
That's a beautiful thing, and there's things to be learned from everyone, and Bra is that wonderful place.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Bra is that's the place where these things happens and can be shared.
Magical spot. I want to say thank you, Davide
thank
Fiore.
You. Thank you, for, Greg.
All the things you do, and for allowing us to come and visit your cellars and come to your wonderful part of the world.
For you and for your friends and people are always open. So if anyone wants to come with Greg Blaze presentation letter, absolutely welcome. You know, because no, really, it's we are part of this fantastic word, and thank you, Greg, for coming.
Grazie mille. Ciao.
Grazie. Ciao.
Hello, and welcome to more remote Cutting the Curd. I'm here in Arona at Gufanti Cellars with my friend Stephanie Siano from the World's Best Cheese. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Great to be here, Greg.
It's fantastic. I spoke a little earlier with Carlo Fiore and Davide Fiore, and I was doing a little bit of a Bra retrospective. This is the 10th anniversary, 20th year of Bra. And it was interesting to get the Italian producers and their perspective on how the festival has changed. So, you know, some good and not bad, but it gets different, and you have to change how you run it as it goes
absolutely.
Along. And you've been to each one?
I've been going for about 10 years
right.
now. Yeah, so I've seen an evolution over the last 10 years. Absolutely.
What do you notice? What do you notice most that's changed, other than more people, which we know?
Right.
What do you think has
changed? I think the mix of the people, that it's got a much more international crowd.
Right.
There's a lot of Americans, of course, now that are coming, that it's word of mouth that spread. You know, in the past, I've seen much more the small artisan individual farmstead producers, where now, you know, the last time we went, it was much little bit bigger scale, and I think that intentionally they've chosen to pull back. And this year they had the new regulation where it was only raw milk. And I think that's really cut it back and try to pull back to what the original intent was for slow food, to really go back to the roots, to have this artisan production and to protect that.
That's great. I think it's tough for myself and for Americans because it's not our we participate and we sell cheese and we are good customers of some of the producers here, but I always want to be I'm always reticent of being a person who decides who should and who shouldn't want to come to a thing like this.
I do the same thing very much. You know, I think that you really want people that are very passionate about the product and really are serious about what they're doing. I love that they want to preserve the artisan nature of the product. You know, you don't want it to become this cachet where it's this, you know, marketed and supermarket thing that it just becomes, you know, glitz and glamour, and whoever's got the biggest, deepest pockets gets to have a booth and that kind of thing that some of the food shows start to become.
I think most of them have become that.
Absolutely.
So, and you see an evolution or de-evolution of how things work economically in our country. It seems as though, and with cheese makers and cheese companies, things are consistently absorbed by bigger fish. And that's how I see the world.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really fantastic that these guys made a stand that isn't a political or judgment on anyone.
No.
They just said, this is what the qualification is for you to have a booth here this year.
Exactly.
And it's telling to see who shows up and who...
Exactly.
Like, because the amount of people that come to the festival can increase to a certain amount before it reaches a critical mass, and people say, that's a shit show. I can't go all the way up there to be assholes to elbows, you know, and like, you know,
there's
no hotels. There's only a certain amount of hotels and transportation.
Right.
So I think that sorts itself out as far as festival goers.
Right.
But I'm really sensitive to, I'm an inclusive person.
Right.
And I think it's tough. Yeah. If you use a political, like, how do you decide who's supposed to be here and who isn't?
Right.
And I love that raw milk cheese has sort of decided that for them this year.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a huge coup for the raw milk movement to, like, let's get back to basics.
Sure.
This is how cheese has been made for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's make that be the deciding factor. You know, you have a raw milk product, then you can
come
be
on
here.
In. Sure.
You know, and I think that's been a wonderful move this year.
I agree, it's telling. Raw changes every time I've come. I think it's telling to see what American producers can come. Who has the stones to go out and make raw milk cheese, you know, only.
True.
Right?
And especially in this day and age where everything's fear-mongering about, you know, putting yourself out there and sticking your neck out to liabilities and all the dangers that are involved of keeping a clean product and keeping something that, you know, can really stand up through all of the tests and still be a stellar raw milk product.
Yeah, it's great that's what was the decider. It makes me feel really good about it and happy to be here. As an observation, I know that when I come here, other things in my life that may be bothering me and petty stuff at work kind of fades away.
Absolutely.
And I was wondering, what when you come here and all the times that you have, is there one feeling that you always get? What's the penultimate feeling that you look for and get when you come here?
For me, it's inspiration. I mean, to me, everybody has the same thing in their lives where you got your day-to-day operations and you'll sit behind a desk and you're on your computer and you'll get a little bit of a monotony.
Yeah.
But this, for me, is inspiration. This is what gets me excited and passionate, and how do you keep doing it, you know, 22 years in? And saying, you know what, I freaking love this business, and this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
This is what life is meant to be about, is something that really gets you right down deep to your core and your soul that I really love this business and I'm excited. And that's what Bra does for me. It keeps me going for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
To say, damn, I love cheese.
Yeah. For me, and also, and I think it's probably the same for you, that's it's the community.
Absolutely.
That you really get to see.
Absolutely.
There's some old petty stuff that happens.
Yeah.
But when you're here, it's kind of like everybody leaves their guns at the door.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what, you know, dinner last night, we had 19 people at our table from 7 different countries.
That's really,
it was unbelievable. It's really a melting pot. We had, you know, the Belgian woman that had won the best cheesemonger in the world, and I had, you know, a woman from Denmark that I met at the World Cheese Awards judging, you know, that speaks 9 languages, and it was really this unbelievable chemistry of, you know, some people that knew each other and others are new friends, you know, that everybody left their BS aside and was here in one sense of community, which was unbelievable.
And I think that part of that has to do with the journey to get here. If you you have to work to get here. You can't get a cab from Milan Airport to here. You have to work to get here. And I think that makes people less apt to act in a certain way when they're here, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's not something where you're punching a time clock that I work 9 to 5 in an office situation, where if you don't really take the zeal and passion in your job, you're not going to travel thousands of miles to come to Bra.
Yeah.
You know,
it's sort of a self-eliminator
that everybody that here is passionate about what they're doing and they're excited to be here, and everybody's got that same focus.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And then my last question for you, and I asked Davide, and I'm just going to be asking folks, is what one of the other things that coming here does for me is it allows, I think that as Americans and as Europeans, we're very sort of self-centric in who makes cheese. But when you come here, you meet people from Northern Africa, people from South America, and you see that cheese is prevalent in almost every culture.
Right.
And you can always learn a little bit from anybody, you know, when they're, no matter where they're from. But it gets you out of that mindset of Parmigiano, Comté, which are great. Those are my favorite cheeses. But I think it's great to see other people that have this thing sustain them as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think the things that excite me are the things that we don't cover well and the things that we can do better. You know, like I'm looking at Northern Europe or
Eastern
European cheeses and that kind of thing, like things that we're not doing now.
Yeah.
What can we all, you know, constantly look, how can we do better? How can we improve and how can we expand?
Yeah, it's the best.
So,
because you taste those cheeses if you travel to, say, Poland for a wedding.
Right.
You'll get these fresh smoked mountain cheeses that are made in each family has their own little mold and make their own cheese. And you have those in that environment and then they're gone.
Exactly.
You never see them anywhere else.
Exactly.
And I think that something like this allows you at least the opportunity to think about having them in your world as well.
I mean, that's super exciting to me. We'll get cheeses from Denmark that don't make it outside of their own farmer's market and that kind of thing.
It's the best. I want to say thanks for your time, Stephanie, and you know, for inviting me here to Gofanti with you guys, and in general, I'm super happy to be here with you guys and happy to be here in Bra in general. So thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more interviews from Bra Cheese 2017.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.